Today, a new batch of Twitter files dropped, this time exposing Pfizer's attempts to silence tweets in order to continue making massive profits off of the vaccines. Basically, they didn't want the public thinking there wasn't a need for certain groups to get vaccinated because that would mean less profits for them. Instead, they wanted the public to remain afraid and desperately waiting for their next shot so they could make billions. This time, the files were dropped by Alex Berenson. Now, Alex was a reporter for the New York Times who became one of the most targeted people for censorship during the pandemic because he was so against COVID narratives. He actually successfully sued Twitter over being banned from the platform, and he was reinstated after winning the suit. So this was before Elon took over. So now he's doing some of the Twitter file releases, it looks like, and he said that this is the first and we can expect more. So maybe he's the one in charge of the Fauci files that many of us are waiting for, but that's not what is today's drop. What is in this drop? Well, it's a short thread of only four tweets and a link to Alex's Substack where he explains in depth. But let's go over the tweets and what was discovered. Here's the thread. Here's the first tweet. You can see here, my first Twitter files report, how Scott Gottlieb, a top Pfizer board member, used the same Twitter lobbyist as the White House to suppress debates on COVID vaccines, including from a fellow head of the FDA. Okay, so first, who is Scott Gottlieb? Well, Gottlieb was the former FDA commissioner from 2017 to 2019. He then became a member of the board of directors for Pfizer. So here's the next tweet. In August 2021, Gottlieb told Todd O'Boyle, a senior manager in Twitter's public policy department, that a tweet from Brett Giroir claiming correctly that natural immunity was superior to vaccine immunity was corrosive and might go viral. Okay, so Dr. Brett Giroir was briefly the acting FDA commissioner after Gottlieb left. So according to the files, Gottlieb was asking Twitter to censor a tweet by another physician and former FDA commissioner. Here's the tweet from Dr. Giroir. He says, "It's now clear COVID-19 natural immunity is superior to vaccine immunity by a lot. There's no science justification for vax proof if a person had prior infection. CDC Director and POTUS must follow the science. If no previous infection, get vaccinated." So interesting that this tweet even encourages people to get the vaccine, but that wasn't good enough for Gottlieb. Here's the email from Gottlieb to Twitter. It says, "This is the kind of stuff that's corrosive. He draws a sweeping conclusion off of a single retrospective study in Israel that hasn't been peer-reviewed. But this tweet will end up going viral and driving news coverage." So what's interesting about this is, he's trying to say, look, natural immunity is not a real thing. And this is just based on one study from Israel. It's not even peer reviewed. And, you know, this isn't science. So we should censor this. He actually pressures Twitter to censor this. What's crazy about this is all throughout Europe, we know that they had vaccine passports in many European countries. But part of that passport was if you had a previous infection. So if you could show that you had a positive COVID test, previous infection, the doctor said you had it, then your vaccine passport was the same as someone who had their full vaccine doses. No difference in Europe. They were following the science. I mean, I'm totally against vaccine mandates in general, but if you're going to have them, you should be following the science. Scott Gottlieb, on the other hand, was going to Twitter, pressuring them, saying censor the FDA commissioner who was the commissioner after he was. So this is a top scientist, not somebody who he could call an anti-vaxxer or somebody who's not following the science. This is a guy that took over his job at the FDA. And he's saying, oh, this is going to go viral, so we have to do something about this tweet. And Twitter did. Twitter ended up putting a misinformation label on that tweet of a former FDA commissioner, a guy who worked for the WHO, a guy who's been, a big vaccine pusher, and even his tweet pushes vaccines, saying, if no previous infection, as you can see right there, get vaccinated. No previous infection, get vaccinated. So he's following the science there, but Gottlieb, it wasn't good enough for him. Now, here's the next tweet in the thread. He goes on to say, Gottlieb then went after a tweet about COVID's low risk to kids from Justin Hart. Pfizer would soon win the okay for mRNA shots for children, so keeping parents scared was crucial. Okay, so Justin Hart is an author who also has spoken out against the COVIDian machine. Here's the tweet that was offensive to Gottlieb. It says, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but a viral pathogen with a child mortality rate of 0% has cost our children nearly 3 years of schooling." Yeah, so in this instance, actually, Alex Berenson says that Twitter did not censor Hart. So Twitter kind of pushed back and said, okay, whatever. And they didn't do anything about that. So that's good. But yeah, why would Scott Gottlieb find that tweet so offensive that somebody with a large account, large following would be saying something like, you know, child mortality rate of 0%, we've been locking them down for no good reason? Well, it's because Pfizer shots were on the way for kids. As we know, school children were encouraged and told to get shots when Pfizer finally released that dose for 5 to 11-year-olds. So that would have cut into their profits if people said, hey, wait a minute, there is no sense in keeping kids out of school. We don't need them to stay out of school. They should be going to school like many of the children did in Europe. But here in the United States, we kept them out of school. Why? Because parents were waiting for the shots, according to really the narrative. But, you know, we found that a lot of parents did not go and sign up their kids for shots. The same very parents who actually said, I got the vaccine. You need to get the vaccine. Everybody should get the vaccine. A lot of parents that were actually pro-mandate, when it came to their kids, kind of flipped on that and said, wait a minute, I don't really know if I want my kid to get this thing. It's one thing to experiment on me, but maybe not my kid so much. So that is really interesting, but very telling that Pfizer's Gottlieb would say, hey, let's get rid of this tweet. We don't want tweets like this infecting the American mind. They might actually take this to heart and say, yeah, let's get the kids back to school. No pun intended on Justin Hart. All right, here's the final tweet from Berenson. Says, in October 2022, Scott Gottlieb claimed on Twitter and CNBC that he was not trying to suppress debate on mRNA jabs. These files prove that Gottlieb, board member at the company that has made $70 billion on the shots, did just that. Yeah. Billions upon billions upon billions of dollars were made by Pfizer. And most of the shots that were given out, honestly, I mean, one can argue were totally and completely unnecessary. Younger people did not have the same outcomes as older people when it came to the vaccine, when it came to COVID. Very young children, we found zero benefit, if anything, more harm than good. So, you know, Pfizer made a ton of money off of these vaccine shots and, you know, pushing dose after dose after dose. Well, two doses didn't do what we expected it to do, right, of stopping the spread and ending the pandemic. So take a third. Well, I'll take a fourth. Well, wait a minute. We got a new one now, the bivalent vaccine. Take a fifth, right? And get the kids and get those infants, too. And all of it was done anti-science. Natural immunity, who cares? I don't care if you just got COVID and you just got over it. Get the jab. That was the narrative to all of us. And a lot of it, it turns out, was helped by big tech, by social media, that was basically, for whatever reason, listening to, you know, people that had a bunch of money to make, billions upon billions. Now, at this point, you know, when it comes to this Twitter thread here and this, the exposure of this, Scott Gottlieb was a private citizen. So this isn't quite the same First Amendment violation as someone in the government pressuring Twitter, as we saw in previous files. But this was a former government official with a ton of money to make and had a lot of influence. And Twitter allowed this man, who stood to make billions, dominate the narrative. This once again proves the so-called conspiracy theorists correct, that the narrative was controlled by Big Pharma so they could make big profits. So I want to tell you guys about a new product that I've been using. It's called Field of Greens, and this is a great way to get all of your fruits and vegetables into your diet. It's a simple powder that you can mix into a drink or sprinkle onto food. And what makes Field of Greens different is it's not made with any extracts. It's actually made with real, freeze-dried, organic fruits and vegetables. So if you're like me, it's difficult to get all of your fruits and veggies in, especially if you're doing something like intermittent fasting or doing the whole two shakes a day and a sensible meal diet. I know many of us are trying to get rid of the pandemic pounds. And since it's the new year, many of us are trying to get back at it. So, I mean, that's my situation right now. So Field of Greens is a great way to get those nutrients in, which honestly, for me, it's helped me feel less hungry between meals because my body has the nutrition it needs. It's not saying, give me something. I personally mix mine into a morning chocolate protein shake, and it makes my shake taste a little fruity, like raspberry chocolate. It's pretty good. So head to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code Kim to get 15% off your first order. So this isn't the cheapest stuff in the world because it's actually made with high quality ingredients and you do get what you pay for. But I mean, look, with the way grocery prices are these days, I think this stuff might be cheaper than trying to load up what's packed in this jar. So head to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code Kim to get 15% off your first order of Field of Greens.